Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We salute our men and women who have served us and their families who have also sacrificed on our behalf on this Veterans Day. Albeit the coldest day we've had in a while, Paul. What are we, real field temps still in the low teens?
Yeah, 15 right now, Larry.
Yikes. I wasn't prepared for that last night when I stepped out. I'm like, man, this has been a major temperature drop.
You know, it's in my opinion, it's a weather foul when I have to put on a real winter coat before Thanksgiving.
Understood. All right, when's the last time you heard of a new school opening around here?
Not often.
Crickets. And Lauren Martin is with us, the superintendent of Catholic schools in the region. Lauren, welcome to KDK Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
So this is pretty exciting because you've got a new school opening on the north side. So how did this come about? Where is it? Tell us everything we need to know, please.
Oh, boy. How much time do I have? definitely very exciting. There's a newer foundation in the area called the Miraculous Metal Foundation, and one of their missions is to open Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh area. And so it's really exciting that we have, this will be the second school that they're opening. The first one, South Hills Catholic Academy in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. And then they wanted to go north. And they found a place on the north side, and we get the opportunity to open a new school there.
Where will it be, Lauren?
So it's on the site of the current Northside Catholic Assumption Academy School, which is in the old St. Cyril's building. For the people that go back in the Diocese of Pittsburgh and call it the old name, because we do that sometimes, by the St. Cyril's Church, right? It used to be a parish school building. They consolidated into more of a regionalized school. That's where Northside Catholic Assumption Academy came from. And then to make sure that that space is open and continues well into the future, changing operational structure a little bit and moving over, they are receiving help currently from the Extra Mile Foundation, who has been so very generous with schools in the city of Pittsburgh. They'll continue to help with tuition and scholarship support, tuition assistance, scholarship support. And then Miraculous Metal Foundation will take over the operations to ensure that the school gets to be there well into the future.
So what will be different between what's going to happen at St. Cyril of Alexandria Academy as compared to Northside Assumption?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Miraculous Metal Foundation, they operate through a slightly different curricular model. They have a classical curriculum, which essentially means that it's the curricular style is based more historically. It follows a historical Western civilization development through the lens of the Catholic Church, which is slightly different from what the diocese offers in a more traditional Catholic education.
And is this going to be open for the next school year?
Correct. So Northside Catholic Assumption Academy will go through this current school year and the current model that they have. And then in the summertime, we'll do a transition over to the new academy, and that will start officially in September of 2026.
And how many students will you be able to accommodate?
Oh, that's a great question. They are currently surveying the building to see what the full capacity is with the model that they use. And so in that model, you might have slightly smaller classrooms in terms of the number of students in there. It relies heavily on more of a Socratic style of teaching, which is more discussion-based, relies a lot on reading the response, and conversation. And so a smaller classroom style tends to fit that. So, but that's a good question. If you ever get a chance to ask them that, they would probably know before I would.
And about the students who are right now at Northside Assumption Catholic Academy, are they going to just transition automatically? Do they have to start all over again, enroll? How's that going to work?
So in all of our schools, we do a re-enrollment process. So not everybody necessarily feels like they have to go to the same school the next year. We believe that the parents are primary educators of their children. And so every year they should assess if they're in the space that best fits their families and their children's needs. And so all of them will have the opportunity to go to the new school. They are certainly not required to attend the new school. We have other schools in the area that might be of interest if they don't necessarily, if they like the diocesan curriculum and feel like their children are doing well in that versus going over to a different style of curriculum. But certainly they're all invited. If they all stay, that would be amazing. If some of them don't believe that that serves their family's needs, then they might choose someplace else. There might be other people in the area that like a more classical style curriculum, and they would pull potentially students that families that like that style. And so we're going to see what happens. But definitely looking at this as a really positive opportunity to continue Catholic education on the north side and ensure that it stays there.
Lauren Martin, Superintendent of Catholic Schools, appreciate the time this morning. Good luck and thank you.
Thanks so much.
You got it. All right, Paul, we've had so much to talk about, busy news, you know, serious conversations, but this sidebar story about Major League Baseball,
oh boy,
has caught the attention. Check this out, and you may have missed this. Just happened in the last couple of days. CBS's Michael George.
Major League Baseball is putting new limits on legal gambling. The league and sportsbook operators agreed to cap bets on individual pitches at $200 and exclude them from parlays. The move comes after two Cleveland Guardians players were indicted on charges of allegedly rigging pitches. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on the case.
Mr. Ortiz, any comment at all?
Major League pitcher Luis Ortiz covered his head as he left federal court in Boston. The 26-year-old Dominican pitcher was arrested this weekend at Logan Airport, charged with conspiracy and fraud. Prosecutors allege this pitch he threw in June in a game against St. Louis was part of a scheme with some gamblers who, in a suspicious series of wagers, bet heavily that Ortiz's pitch would be outside the strike zone. His attorney tells CBS News Ortiz is innocent. Ortiz's teammate, Emmanuel Clase, is also charged in the case, accused of sabotaging some of his own pitches and tipping and texting with gamblers about it in advance. Clase is not yet in custody, nor has he made a statement. The same prosecutors brought a similar case last month, charging an NBA player with scheming with gamblers on so-called prop bets, in which gamblers wager on individual plays, not games. The American Gaming Association's Joe Maloney says betting companies have built safeguards to detect this type of alleged fraud.
Leagues, regulators, and integrity monitors have visibility into all of the volume of betting that's happening on a given sport.
They see a suspicious surge.
They see everything. They see the volume of bets, what's happening, what's popular, what isn't.
As the cases unfold, some states, including Maryland and Ohio, home to the Cleveland Guardians, are considering new restrictions on these sports prop bets. Scott McFarlane, CBS News, Washington.
And then I want to point out that Ortiz pitched for Pittsburgh for two seasons recently.
And who knows where it goes from here. Some people suggesting this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I suspect that they're...
Listen for The Drive at 5, stories driving the day's news, weekday afternoons at 5, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. And every Tuesday at this time, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland, live from Atlanta, Georgia, on this Veterans Day. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
Good. Anyone you want to recognize on Veterans Day?
Absolutely. I was all set, ready for this. Actually, two people. Let me first just say that my son-in-law is in the reserves, and he is a major in the reserves. So I tip my hat to him. He is still involved in active duty in the reserves. And then my dad. My dad was a veteran of World War II. And interestingly enough, and I heard you mention your dad at a young age, my father was also young. In fact, he left high school. He was a student at Westinghouse High School. He left. He kind of similarly lied about his age, went to the Army. And he always told an interesting story because so many people know of the Tuskegee Airmen. And I'm sure you are familiar with the Tuskegee Airmen. Well, my dad was actually tested to belong, to become, be recruited by the airmen. And he met the IQ scores, he met the test scores, but he didn't make the cut because he was colorblind. Something else you can probably relate to.
Yes, I can.
So he always had a big regret that he wasn't able to join such a prestigious group of men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because he was colorblind.
Yeah, that's actually an incredible story. I know that in this town, Lynn, per capita, we have a very high number of our veteran communities, so days like this are very important to many people.
They really are. And I also think it's sad, Larry, that in 2025, some people have to be reminded of the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, because they are two very distinctively different days with different focuses. But I notice on a lot of social media, people have twisted them, and they're just not. I mean, Veterans Day is about those veterans who are living or who have served. And then Memorial Day is for those who are deceased.
Yes. And there is a big difference. So it's not Happy Memorial Day, but you can certainly say Happy Veterans Day. And the most important part is just the recognition for the men and women who serve, but also their families who sacrifice along with them through deployments, traveling, maybe stations to stations, and then dealing with the post in many who have served in a combat zone, you know, the PTSD issues. So the families deserve recognition as well.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, my son-in-law was supposed to be deployed a couple of weeks ago, but after the shutdown, everything was put on hold. And there is a domino effect. I mean, my daughter and her husband have two small children, 1 year old and 3 years old. So when he gets deployed, who has to step in and help? Grandma does. So yes, it does have a domino effect. And I will also point out, and I heard Tamira list so many of the places that are giving out free meals, free hamburgers, free coffees. I am more than confident that my son-in-law is going to hit as many of those today as physically possible.
All right. That said, it looks like by tomorrow afternoon, we could see the official end of the what will be then 43 days. No, wait, I'm losing track. How many days in are we for the shutdown?
Yeah.
Yesterday was...
No, that's about right.
41st.
Yesterday was 41, correct? Oh, yeah. So
today's 42. 43, the longest shutdown in history, should officially end tomorrow, barring any unforeseen changes, and then it's going to take some time to unwind the damage.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's critical information, because when you look at, and I'll just use the SNAP pipeline, as an example, and of course, SNAP is kind of a new term for food stamps. So it involves that little EBT card you use it at the grocery store. But it's going to take some time for that money to start flowing again to get into the pipeline. And we are very close to the Thanksgiving holiday. So for a lot of those individuals, that money may or may not appear before the holidays. And so I think that the pressure on our food banks, and so many churches have stepped up for food giveaways, but I think that demand is going to continue probably through the end of the month.
I would imagine, yes. And the Supreme Court's involved with that whole process. And look at the travel issues that there have been created. And we are only at 4% initially, going to 6% today. The airlines having to cut back their number of scheduled flights, and it's going to go to 10%, I think, before it unwinds the other way. So it's not a switch that you can just flip to end this shutdown. It's going to take some time, but it does look like there is some light at the end of the tunnel, Lynn.
It does, although I do know some folks who had planned on travel for the Thanksgiving holiday that have decided now to drive. They just don't want to deal with it because this will be a ripple effect. You can't cancel 1,000 flights a day or 600 flights a day, whatever the numbers are, for multiple days and then expect a system to get back in order. I mean, they've got to reroute planes. There's a whole process involved with that.
All right, Lynn, stick around. You got time. We'll talk about some other issues pending.
Absolutely. I want to talk about Catholic schools.
Lynn Hayes Freeland. More to come right after the news with Paul Rasmussen. 10 until 2, Marty Griffin takes the air chair. Meanwhile, back to Lynn Hayes Freeland. Lynn, you wanted to talk about schools. Lynn. Why can't I hear Lynn? Did we lose Lynn? In the meantime, we'll check back with Lynn.
Yeah, you know why you couldn't hear me, Larry?
You muted me.
That's right.
I'm sure that happens
That's
frequently.
Exactly right.
Thank you. All right. You wanted to talk about schools.
I did. I wanted to talk about this new Catholic school on the north side. And here's why I find it so exciting. Most people, or a lot of people, don't realize that I am a product of a Catholic school education. Although I am not Catholic, I did attend Sacred Heart grade school, St. Paul's Cathedral High School, and Duquesne University. So I am probably more invested than most in a Catholic education, and I understand the value of it. It certainly is not for everyone, but there were certain things that my mother identified as when I was in elementary school that I needed, and there was a discipline that I needed, and she was right on point with that. Who knows what would have happened had she not made that shift. But I find the new school very exciting, and I just wanted to weigh in on that because so often, you know, different schools get bad raps. But, you know, I learned a lot from the nuns that educated me throughout that journey.
Yeah, I also went to Catholic grade school, and I found, you know, a lot of value to that. So from many different, and then transitioned to public school at North Allegheny, and thought I was well prepared as you move into the higher grades beyond sixth grade to middle school.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, both of my kids went through Pittsburgh Public Schools, and I was always happy with the education that they got. I certainly can't speak to what may have happened since then, but certainly they got a great education when they were there. The other thing I wanted to point out today, Larry, has nothing to do with schools, but there was I'm going to call it a celebration yesterday, for a man by the name of Pete Hill, who played with the Negro Leagues back in the 1800s. I wasn't familiar with Mr. Hill, but as I heard about the renaming a street in Homewood for him, I was very excited because he's one of those people that in history that a lot of us don't know about. So congratulations to the descendants of Pete Hill and to Councilman Kahari Mosley for pushing the renaming of the street.
And what else, I know you're a news hound by nature, is top of mind for you?
You know what? Probably this shutdown, Larry. We kind of touched on it earlier, but I think that this whole shutdown, beyond people who have not been able to access services or those kind of things, I think it is a reflection of where we are politically in this country. And I think that we all, both sides of the aisle, both parties, need to take heed where these divisions, political divisions, are taking us as a country. And, you know, there used to be a thing, and I don't know who said it, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. I think we're kind of headed in that direction. And I think that not only our elected officials, but constituents as well, need to pay attention to what's happening and the domino effect it's going to have, not just on the year 2025, but 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, going forward, because we are doing things now that if we want to reverse them, it's going to take almost a lifetime to reverse them.
Yeah, they're, you know, I'm curious what the lingering effects of a 43-day government shutdown will be on a lot of different levels. One is just the confidence in our government, regardless of party, just people thinking they never do what they say they're going to do, you know, and the trust factor isn't there.
Absolutely. And just think about it from an individual perspective, and I'll just use a TSA operator as an example. If you've gone this long without pay, you're now in this very tenuous situation. You know, it might be your rent, your mortgage, your food, kids' tuition, any of those things, medical bills. Your life has been disrupted. You may come back to work. You may eventually get your back pay. But what's your attitude like when you come back? Are you going to give 150% to a government that basically abandoned you? I think I'd have a hard time coming to work every day saying, hi, welcome. Given what I had been through for the last 41 days.
Absolutely. All right, Lynn, we'll talk again next Tuesday when I will be live from the new Pittsburgh International Airport.
Oh, my goodness, that's so exciting. I wish I could be there with you. But, yes, I'm sure you'll give us a play-by-play, and I'm glad it's a Tuesday, so I'll be on the air with you. Thanks, Larry.
All right, Lynn Hayes Freeland.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.